This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Buffalo basketball underneath their own hoop. Burke into the corner to Burkey. Left elbow, Schubert went up, changed her mind, kicks it right side. The jumper's on the way, and good by Kim Arena. Arena getting a good-looking 15-foot jumper to fall.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Elm Creek as the Buffaloes welcome in the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Working on Renderos, he draws the double team into the paint, pull-up jumper over Olmstead. Too strong. The rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead. Three on two to Schaefer. Schaefer running and scoring.
This is the final tune-up for both squads before the conference tournament, which tips off tomorrow. It's the Eagles and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports' Randy Bushcutter live from Elm Creek right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Elm Creek High School as the Lady Buffaloes held serve here as they were able to get past Overton in girls basketball. Be a little bit tougher task here for the boys to equal suit because coming into town, one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Class D1, the Overton Eagles, who are the number three seed in the conference tournament, are also rated as high as number three in the state in some of the polls. So kind of says a little bit about how tough things are on the boys' side of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Before we get really talking about tonight's game, let's talk a little bit about tomorrow. Elm Creek at 7-7 on the year. They have to play a bunny bracket game against Amherst tomorrow at Amherst. That game will be at 7:15 tomorrow night for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. But they're not thinking about that tomorrow. They're talking about tonight where they have the opportunity to play the number 7 team in the state on their home court. Overton comes in with a record of 10-2, and again at 10-2, they're still the number 3 seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. The top seed overall is Axtell. They'll take on the winner of the Elm Creek Amherst game. That game will be Tuesday, and we'll have those games we'll have the semifinals of the boys' conference for you on our sister station on ESPN 1460. Overton already knows they'll be playing Loomis on Tuesday night as well. Those games will be on 98.9 FM. The 7:30 game will be Overton and Loomis at Sumner Eddyville Miller. SEM will host the winner of the Pleasanton-Wilcox-Hildreth game. Those two teams play tomorrow. The winner of that game will play Tuesday at Sumner Eddyville Miller, and again, those games will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So both the third-seeded Overton Eagles and Loomis, as well as the SEM game against the winner of Pleasanton and Wilcox-Hildreth, will be Tuesday night right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. But right now, the attention is on this game as Overton comes in at 10-2, Elm Creek at 7-7, and talking with both coaches before the game, both of them said the same thing kind of in a little bit different ways, and that is the pace of the game, where the game scored at. If this game is played in the 40s, advantage Elm Creek. If it's played in the 60s or 70s, advantage Overton. And Elm Creek's probably going to have to shoot the ball pretty well. They're probably going to have to play a pretty darn good game. But as Jay Starr of Overton told me, that often happens in this building, that beating Elm Creek in Elm Creek is always very tough. They always play Overton very tough, so they anticipate a pretty good matchup here tonight. Where we do as well. We think we could have a pretty good game on our hands. We know Overton can play pretty darn well, and Overton 7-7 Elm Creek at 7-7. They can jump up and they can surprise you. I would not have a heart attack if Elm Creek came away and won this one tonight. So Overton's got to show up. They've got to play. They've got to play their style of ball, and their style of ball is going to be a little bit more up-tempo than what Elm Creek is able to do. So really, the pace of the game will depend when Overton has their hands on the ball, if they can run up and down the floor as they want to, if they can put the ball in the hole and get that lead and force Elm Creek to play an up-tempo style, that certainly would be at the advantage of the Eagles. So we'll find out what happens. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for both the Eagles and for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back here at Elm Creek. Let's give you the starters. First of all, for the Overton Eagles, they come in rated number 3 in the state in Class D1. As we mentioned, they'll be third in their conference tournament when that begins for them on Tuesday night. Says a little bit about something about boys basketball in the Fort Kearney Conference. Anyway, here's the starting lineups for the Overton Eagles. Jared Hodson is a 5'11 senior. Brady Weiss, 6 foot tall and a junior. Zach Olmstead, 5'11 junior. Jacob Olmstead is 6'2 and a sophomore. Jared Schaefer, 6'2 and a senior. Once again, Hodson, Weiss, Olmstead, and Schaefer, the starting lineup here for the 10-2 Overton Eagles. Elm Creek comes in with a record of 7-7 on the year, and their starters look like this. Gavin Mitchell, he's 5'9 and a senior. He'll start with Luke Areta, 6 foot tall junior. Skyler Schoenhofer is 5'10 and a senior. Jordan Larrington, 6'2 and a senior, and Thomas Zechman, 6'2 senior, will make the start as well. Once again, it's Mitchell, Areta, Schoenhofer, Larrington, and Zechman here for Elm Creek. Your starting lineup is brought to you by your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to get to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Starters being announced here for both teams. We'll take one last break. When we come back, the tip between the Buffaloes and the Eagles. That's coming up next right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Athletic Director Stan Whistles trying to get the crowd involved a little bit with the introductions of the hometown Elm Creek Buffaloes, and done an okay job. It's quieted down a little bit, but I guarantee you this is the calm before the storm as the fans here from Elm Creek hoping for the upset. For Elm Creek, doing the jumping, it's going to be Larrington, and Larrington going against Jared Schaefer, and the tip is controlled by the Overton Eagles. The visitors are in their blue road uniforms, Elm Creek in their home whites. Here's a backdoor cut through the lane. With it is Hodson. Hodson, low floater in the baseline. Jump, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Schoenhofer, and Schoenhofer will just get the ball back out here for Areta. So here's the first possession for Elm Creek with the ball. Mitchell. Mitchell flips the ball back out here for Schoenberg, gives it back out. Here's a three by Mitchell. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Schaefer. Schaefer very quickly. Up court layup. No good by Weiss. The rebound to Elm Creek, and they lost the ball into the corner, and Arreda stepped on the sideline as he had trouble tracking down the ball. He had it momentarily, lost it in the corner, and a little bit of a break here for Overton, who is still looking for their first points of the game, as are the Buffaloes. The inbounds will go in for Hodson. Hodson will give it out here left side for Olmstead. Olmstead just hands the ball back out here for Brady Weiss. They dump it inside. Schaefer has trouble with the ball, but he gets it. Baseline jumper is no good. And the rebound taken out by Arreda. And we've got a quick timeout here, as I think they found some debris on the court, and they're going to pick that up. It's a matter of safety down there, as they have some popcorn that kind of got spilled on the court here in the corner. So nice catch there by Tanner Caverney, who... the head coach of Elm Creek, who noticed that. The official blows the whistle to stop the clock. They get that all straightened out just so nobody kind of slips away. So Elm Creek brings it in the offensive zone. Arreda will jump pass it on the right side for Schoenberg. Schoenberg looking to pass the ball inside, can't, so they'll just pass around the perimeter. Top of the circle with it is Larrington. Larrington kicks it off to Schoenberg. He'll fire the three. It's no good, and falling down, getting the rebound, was Olmstead, but then it's stolen away, and the layup is good for Jordan Larrington. Larrington knocked the ball loose and just took her right back up and in. First 2 points belong to the home team here. 6.5 to go, quarter number one, obviously very early in the game. With the dribble is Olmstead. Olmstead in the lane, and there's a push in underneath. And we'll see who that's going to be on. It is going to be on Elm Creek. I think it might have been a push away from the ball. It's going to be given to Gavin Mitchell, which is his first. And Overton will inbound the ball. They get it to Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead, spin move on the inside, kicks it out top of the key. Zach's got it, tries to get it back on the inside. It is saved by Hodson, but into the hands of Elm Creek. So a turnover here on Overton. And offensively, they have not gotten a whole lot going on in the early stages, in part because of some pretty good Elm Creek defense. Entry pass for Zekman. He'll kick the ball back out. Larrington's got it. He'll give it off on the left side for Arreda. Arreda picks up his dribble. And on the right side, Mitchell. Mitchell behind the arc, has his dribble, lost it, and it's stolen away by Overton. Elm Creek turns the ball over. Entry pass down low through the hands of one of the Eagles and out of bounds. Yeah, it went through the hands of Zach Olmstead and out of bounds. Tanner Caverney told me before the game one of the things they're going to try to do is switch defenses a lot. All sorts of zones, all sorts of different versions of man-to-man. They're going to do just a little bit of everything to try to keep Overton from getting into an offensive rhythm. They're not exactly going to take the air out of the ball, but, you know, if they get a lead, they can try to start doing that. Larrington has it, drives, dishes that Schoenberg, and he hits about a 12-foot jumper, and Elm Creek has a 4-point lead. Here in the early stages, Elm Creek looking pretty good as this game is being played at a fairly slow pace. Entry pass for Hodson. He drives the lane. Shots bouncing around. No good. Flying in with the tip is Zach Olmstead, who has the first 2 points of the night for Overton. With that tip, that's both a rebound and a bucket here for the Eagles, who are on the board. It's 4-2. Elm Creek with the lead and the basketball. Schoenberg kicks into the corner. Here's the three by Arreda. It's no good. They're 0-for-3 from behind the arc, and on the run is going to be Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead in the lane, takes it high off glass, gets the hoop and the horn. He's fouled on the arm, and he'll head to the line trying to finish a 3-point play and give his Eagles their first lead of the game. Count the bucket. We're tied at 4 with 4:49 to go here in quarter number 1. The foul on Luke Arreda is going to be his first, team's second. So we'll see if Overton has a little 5-0 run here to take the lead. Free throw is up and good. That's exactly the scenario. First 4 points went to Elm Creek. The next 5 go to the Eagles. 4:40 to go, quarter number 1. Between the circles, Arreda will just flip the ball right side for Schoenberg. Into the corner, they give it to Mitchell. Mitchell, entry pass down low, shot no good. Rebound taken out of there by Schaefer. Schaefer very quickly through the hands of Olmstead, who was right underneath the basket, and that's going to be a turnover. Overton trying to run, but right now they're not making the catches on the other end. Those Kurt Warner passes going right through the hands of the receivers. Warner retiring today from the Arizona Cardinals. Schonifer has it on the right side. Man-to-man right now go the Eagles. Schonifer well behind the three-point arc. We'll skip it out to Mitchell. They haven't got the ball lower than the free throw line as they're just passing around the perimeter. Now they enter it down low. Shot is up and good. Nice drive in underneath by Larrington. He's got four in the game. He shot that right over the top of Schaefer. That was good body position there by Jordan Larrington. Pass. Another turnover on Overton. They throw the ball inside Jacob Olmstead. And Olmstead turns the ball over. So inbound the ball to Areta. And Areta with the dribble. They try a little backdoor cut. They give it off on the right side for Schonifer. Schonifer, nice little spin move. Shoots off glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Areta trying to track it down. Had the ball knocked loose. I haven't seen who they're going to give it to. They're going to give it to Elm Creek. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jared Hodson. So Elm Creek is going to inbound the basketball here. With 3:38 to go, first quarter, the hometown Eagles with a one-point lead over the third ring. Excuse me, the hometown Buffaloes with a one-point lead over the Eagles of Overton. Between the circles, Areta has it. They try to trap him. He keeps his dribble alive. Gets the ball to Mike Reeves on the baseline. Reeves will penetrate a little bit, kick the ball back out here for Geyer. And now we get the ball left side for Schonifer. Schonifer helps work the ball around. A little bit of a weave play here as they enter the ball down low. Shot a little bit too strong by Larrington. Larrington's able to track down the rebound and kick the ball back out. So Geyer tries to throw it inside, and it's a turnover forced by the Overton defense. Overton has the ball slowed down. Weiss brings in the offensive zone. He's going to drive high off glass. His shot's no good. Areta pulls down the rebound. Buffalo's on the run. Driving is Reeves. Reeves has it stolen away. Pass up ahead to Weiss. Weiss will make the layup and will head to the line. Brady Weiss driving in. Shot the ball up high. And he's going to try to finish off a three-point play. With 2:42 to go here. The foul whistled on Luke Areta. That is his second. And Weiss trying to add to a one-point lead here. The free throw is up and good. Checking back in for Elm Creek, going to be Gavin Mitchell. Mitchell's going to come in here for Areta. And Larrington inbounds the ball. They double-team it. Larrington's able to track the ball. And he'll throw the ball well up court. They've got numbers, but they're going to slow it down just a little bit. Driving the baseline, going to be Reeves, and Reeves gets the body contact. They're going to call the block against Brady Weiss. Weiss wasn't set. He was still kind of sliding there. And so Reeves drew the body contact with the shot. He's going to shoot two with 2:26 to go here. If hits both of them, we'd be tied. Right now it's a two-point lead for the Overton Eagles. First free throw is no good. And Greg Lang going to check into the game. Reeves at the line, hits the free throw. 8-7, Elm Creek down by one, Overton with the basketball. Dribbling Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it out. They enter it down low. Nice low reverse layup by Olmstead. He's got five in the game. And Jacob Olmstead got the ball, went right to the rack with it, flipped it underneath the basket, laid it up in the end. Schonifer in the offensive zone. Quickly, the Buffaloes kick it out. Three-pointer by Larrington. No good. And the rebound ripped out of there. On the run is Olmstead. Olmstead has the ball knocked out of his hands. Hodson is able to fly in and kick the ball back out for Brady Weiss. Now driving top of the circle is Schaefer. Schaefer off glass, no good. Rebound tipped out to Schonifer. And Schonifer pulls down the rebound between three blue jerseys, gets it up ahead. They've got numbers, but the pass in the lane is stolen by Olmstead. Olmstead throws it ahead to Schaefer, and he leads Schaefer just a little bit too much as it goes out of bounds. So we swap turnovers here. And Elm Creek will inbound it. Minute 33 to go here, first quarter. been a little sloppy. Both teams playing pretty good defense. Right now the Eagles are trying to trap the basketball. Up ahead, they get the ball to Reeves. Reeves pass, knocked around. Mitchell comes up with it, and now they'll get it to the trailer. That's Schonifer, and he hits a three-pointer. Great-looking trail three for Schonifer, and we are tied at 10. Pass into the corner for Overton. That's Olmstead. Olmstead has it underneath to Hansen. Hansen shoots over the top of the defender. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Greg Lang, and Lang will get it to Mitchell. Here come the Buffaloes on the run, and we're going to have a charge. I thought it'd be a charge, but it's going to be a block. Whistled on Overton. I thought Zach Olmstead was there and set, but my opinion doesn't matter a whole lot. He's whistled for the foul. So two shots coming up here for Mike Reeves. Reeves draws the contact, and he'll shoot two, and his first one is rolling around and good. Reeves now two out of three from the free throw line, and Elm Creek has a one-point lead. They lead it 11-10, 58.2 seconds to go. Here in quarter number one, second free throw by Reeves, no good, and the rebound by Olmstead. Zach Olmstead brings it out. He'll get the ball out here for Schaefer. Schaefer with the dribble, gives it off left wing for Jacob Olmstead. Jacob, long jumper, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Schonifer. Skyler Schonifer has 5 points, three rebounds, 37 seconds left to go. Here in the first quarter, Mitchell is going to help spread the court a little bit with Reeves. They get the ball out here for Schonifer. And they're still spreading out the floor. Mitchell will give it off on the right side. They're just kind of milking the clock here with 20 seconds left. Pass is tipped. The loose ball is out of bounds, and I believe it's going to be Overton ball. Yes, it is. They tip the pass, and like a batch of hungry wolves with fresh meat on the table, Overton's going all over the court for the ball, and it goes off of Elm Creek and out of bounds. 10 seconds left as the Eagles have it off of a double screen. Olmstead has it. He's going to drive the lane, lay it up and in. He had a double screen that kind of set it up for what looked like a three-point shot. Instead, he drove, and he has a chance for a three-point play. Olmstead drove the lane to his right, laid it up and in, and he'll head to the line after the foul was whistled on Greg Lang. So Overton trying to add to a one-point lead with 7.2 seconds to go in the quarter. They're able to do it. Olmstead hits the free throw, and with 7.2 left here, Mitchell will get the ball in the hands of Schonifer. Schonifer's pass into the hands now of Reeves. Up ahead, here's Mitchell at the buzzer. Back the iron and no good. So that'll do it. Pretty good quarter here for Elm Creek as they are battling on their home court against the third-ranked Overton Eagles. Overton with a 13-11 lead after one quarter. We're back after this.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. Again, the Buffaloes battling on their home court. Overton does have a 13-11 lead to start the second quarter. One other thing that kind of goes to Elm Creek's advantage, they will inbound the basketball first to start the second quarter here. Zach Crowley will inbound the ball, and he gets the ball into the hands of Luke Areta. So Crowley into the game for the first time, dribbling on that far side of Areta. They try to double-team him. They get the ball back out for Larrington. Larrington well behind the three-point arc. Thought about the three, and he'll get it out to Mitchell instead. They run a little weave play. Crowley gives the ball off, cuts through. Now top of the circle, it's Larrington. Right now, man-to-man go the Eagles here. And with the ball is Crowley. Off of a double screen, they get the ball to Larrington. Larrington looked on the inside. They're thinking about getting the ball into Zekman. Zekman wasn't open, so around the perimeter they go. And now here's a three-pointer by Areda, who hits the three. First three-pointer of the game here for Luke Areda. Second in the game here for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, and they now have the lead. They lead it 14-13. Entry pass down low. Little ball fake by Olmstead, and Olmstead walked with it. Fourth turnover of the game against the Overton Eagles. Again, Tanner Cavaney really stressing the defense when we talked to, with him before the game and said, really, we're going to try to come up with all sorts of different defenses. Now they enter the pass down low. Crowley puts up the shot on the backdoor cut. It's no good. And off the miss, Zekman tried to pull down the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Great opportunity there for Crowley. Just open for an instant as Overton so quick at going after the ball. Entry pass down low with the basketball is Olmstead. Olmstead gets a little cutter. That's Schaefer in the lane. Turnaround jumper. That's a tough shot over the top of Larrington. And Larrington pulls down the rebound. Jordan Larrington, a couple of rebounds in the game. That was pretty good defense he had right there. They kick the ball back out for Areda. That pass, Larrington is able to tip the ball up ahead to Areda. Areda from his knees is able to find Larrington. They drive and dish. Here's an open shot by Crowley. It's no good. Zekman with the rebound has a shot blocked by Schaefer, and Schaefer will pick up the foul. Zekman with the offensive rebound. He'll now try to shoot two shots and try to add to Elm Creek's lead. They lead it 14-13, 6:18 to go, second quarter. And again, for Schaefer, that's his first personal foul. Zekman at the line. Back the iron and no good. And Skyler Schonhofer is going to check into the game. Luke Areda comes out. So a couple of starters substituting for each other here. Zekman's second free throw is on the way. It is short. And the rebound by Larrington. Larrington, shot off glass. It's good. Offensive rebound and a bucket by Jordan Larrington. He's got six in the game, and Elm Creek with the three-point lead. Now driving the baseline, Olmstead. He draws the foul. He's got 8 points in the game already. He'll go to the line and shoot two more. Just that quick, Overton's up court. And again, that's the style they want to play. They want to get as many possessions as possible. They think they're going to outscore you. They're going to say that he was fouled before the shot. The foul on Mitchell was on the body, apparently, before the shot began. So Anthony Fisher checks in. He's going to inbound the ball. Checking on Fisher, rather, but Schaefer inbounds the ball. Schaefer now gets it back. He's going to drive. He lobs it in underneath. The shot no good for Jacob Jensen. And Jensen will give it to Hodgson as Jensen pulled down the rebound. Now backing up with it is Schaefer. He'll fire the three. It's no good. Rebound tipped into the backcourt, into the corner, falling down, and he's able to get it to Olmstead. Olmstead will drive, shots bouncing around, and good. Jacob Olmstead now with 10 points in the game, and it's a one-point ball game once again. Guyer on the right side, a set three-pointer that's good. Brendan Guyer over there just kept his eye on the ball, just didn't even have to go in the air and hit that set shot. You don't see that very often. Weiss on the baseline, kicks it back out here for Olmstead. His three's no good, and Zekman battling with Jensen, and I guess Zekman won the battle because it was off of Jensen and out of bounds. So team rebound here for Elm Creek, and they're going to inbound it with 5:10 to go. And again, Overton with a little bit of token defense. They're going to pick it up at midcourt. Larrington brings it across the timeline. He's got his dribble. Man-to-man right now, go Overton. Top of the circle with it is Crowley. Crowley kicks off right side. A three-pointer up and good for Guyer again. He's hit a couple of three-pointers. And just like that, a seven-point lead for Elm Creek, their largest lead of the game. Schaefer in the lane, kicks it out. Back around the perimeter. Driving is going to be Olmstead. Olmstead off glass. Shot partially blocked by Larrington. And Larrington pulls down the rebound. Now he'll dribble through traffic a little bit. Get the ball up ahead to Crowley. They don't have it across the timeline. Great ball fake by Crowley, but then he has it stolen away by Matt Ayton for Overton. So a turnover here on Elm Creek, and the Eagles down by seven with the dribble on the baseline. It's back out into the hands of Jensen. Jensen airs it down low, and we've got a push whistled on Elm Creek. And again, Elm Creek kind of warming up a little bit. They've hit 3 3-pointers here in the quarter. They've got 4 in the game. I have them being 4 out of 10 from behind the arc. Their shooting percentage in the last couple minutes, much higher than that, though. Now they've gotten hot. Schaefer will then bound it. Driving the lane, shot no good by Olmstead, and the rebound is Zechman. And Zechman will just hand the ball off with it. Schonifer behind the three-point arc. We'll give it off on the right side for Lang. Lang gives the ball back out. Zegeier on the right wing. Reeves has it. Top of the circle. Schonifer. Right side. I'll tell you what, Reeves was thinking about the three. He had the ball knocked out of his hands. Ball's loose. Lang comes up with it. Lang has it stripped away by Schaefer. Here come the Eagles on the run. Right side, Olmquist has it on the baseline. Little spin move, a double team. The shot is good. Could not be denied. Jacob Olmstead now with 12 points in the game. He's got 12 of the 17 here for Overton. Loose ball. Schonifer is able to come up with it. Now driving is Reeves. Reeves' shot's no good. Schaefer comes up with it here for Overton. And now down by 5. Overton with a chance to cut into it. Backing in is Schaefer. Schaefer gives it to Olmquist. Olmstead, rather. And Olmstead hits the three-pointer. 15 in the game for Jacob Olmstead as he drains the three-pointer to make it a two-point game. 3 minutes to go before halftime. Elm Creek with the lead in the basketball. They enter it to Zechman. Zechman, little bunny hook in the lane. Shot's no good. And a rebound taken out by Schaefer. Fourth rebound of the game. And Schaefer brings it into the offensive zone. He'll drive the lane now. Take it off glass. Good. Great job of controlling his body, shielding the ball with his body, laying it up and in. Timeout on the court. 2:41 to go. First quarter, a good one brewing. We're tied at 22. Back after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Tanner Cavaney, head coach at Elm Creek, seen enough. A little run here by Overton to tie things up at 22, a quick 7-0 run. And it is going to be Elm Creek basketball after the made basket. And a little confusion on substitutions on who's in there. As originally Mike Reeves, I think they wanted Reeves to be out of the game, but they did make the substitution in time. So Reeves helps inbound the ball, brings it up court. Larrington has it. A little ball fake from the free throw line. Schonifer, a quick jumper, no good. Gets his rebound as it was tipped right back to him. He's going to reset the offense, giving it to Larrington. Larrington inside for Zechman. Zechman will bunny hook in the lane, no good. And a rebound taken out of there by Zach Olmstead. And Zach Olmstead, 3 rebounds, a couple of points. Jacob Olmstead been doing most of the damage here in the ballgame. He's got 15 in the game. Driving on that right side is Weiss. Shot's no good. Tough one there. And Geyer comes up with a rebound, and they're going to have a foul called there. Little hit on the arm as Geyer trying to step through a double team. And the foul whistled on number 31, Brady Weiss. That's going to be his first. Fourth as a team here against Overton. Six of them whistled against the Buffaloes. Luke Areta checks back into the game, gives the top of the circle for Larrington, back to Areta on the left side. As Eagles right now in a man-to-man defense. Right side, Geyer had it, and he's hit a couple of three-pointers here in the quarter. On the left side, Areta, they shut him off. They get the ball back out to Larrington. Larrington with the dribble, now right wing for Schonifer. top of the circle. They get it out to Larrington. Larrington back out for Areta. He'll try the three. It's no good. A lot of contact on the rebound, and Elm Creek is able to keep possession of the ball here. Larrington has it. Gives it right side for Shauna for his three. It's good. His second three-pointer of the game. And again, a three-point lead here for Elm Creek. They've led by as many as seven. They had the first 4 points of the game as well. So they've had a couple of nice leads, and now we're going to have a foul because driving up Jacob Jensen, he was hit on the arm. That'll be 17 fouls now on Elm Creek, so it'll be a 1-and-1 here for Jacob Jensen. Jacob Olmstead's finished off a couple of three-point plays here in the game. He's the only guy that's stepped to the line for Overton. The foul on Zechman was his first, as we mentioned, seventh on the Elm Creek Buffaloes. So the front end of the 1-and-1 bounces around and is good. So the bonus here for Jensen. And in for Overton, checking back in the game is both Jacob Olmstead and Jared Schaefer. And one more coming up here for Jacob Jensen. His free throw is up and good. 25-24, Elm Creek with a one-point lead and the basketball with 1 minute to go here before halftime. With it is Larrington. Larrington gives it back out for Schonifer. Around the perimeter they go. They get it out to Areta. Areta picked up defensively there by Schaefer, so he has to give the ball back out for Schonifer. And now a little ball fake penetrating his Geyer. His jumper is no good. Rebound out for Jensen. I'll tell you what, that was a nice drive, but the shot wouldn't fall. Jensen pulls down the rebound, gets it out here for Weiss. Weiss from 15 feet away looking for a cutter. In traffic, Jensen lost the ball, and he traveled with it. Finally came up with it, but falling down as he grabbed it, he walked with the ball, and it's going to be an Overton turnover. That one was forced by the Elm Creek defense. Home team's up by a point here in Elm Creek, and they have a chance to add to it with 25 seconds to go before halftime. Larrington, well behind the three-point arc. In fact, he's between the circles. He'll give the ball to Schonifer. A lot of pressure going on. They get the ball right wing for Larrington. Larrington kicks it off for Areta. 10 seconds left. Here's a three-pointer by Geyer. It's no good. And the ball is out of bounds as they battle for it over there. One of the Elm Creek players, Zechman, had his foot on the sideline, on the baseline there. So it's out of bounds with 7.5 to go. Out of bounds off of Elm Creek. It'll be Overton basketball. They've got 7.5 to get something done. They inbound the ball to Schaefer. Schaefer quickly across the timeline. 5 seconds left. Bounce pass in the corner. Loose ball picked up now by Jensen. Jensen's shot at the buzzer is good. Jacob Jensen, 4 points in the quarter, including a buzzer beater at the end of the second quarter, gives Overton a one-point lead heading into the locker room. They've trailed by as many as seven, and right now the Eagles lead by one. It's 26-25. Overton with the lead over Elm Creek. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek as the Buffaloes doing battle with Overton. Overton comes in with a record of 10-2. They're ranked number 3 in the state in Class D1. And right now Elm Creek is going toe-to-toe with them as it is a 26-25 lead here for the Overton Eagles at halftime. And again, earlier today in girls basketball, a nice win for the hometown team is Mike Ford's Mike Ford's Elm Creek Buffaloes with a win against the Overton Eagles, 52-28. Coach, y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
Coach Ford joining us here at halftime. Appreciate you coming up. Overton gave you a pretty good fit in the early stages that first quarter. Pretty tight ball game. And then I think defensively, you guys just real kind of asserted your will in that second quarter.
Yeah, we knew if we let this team hang around, hit some shots, we were going to have problems with them. You know, they have a young team, and they're going to come back. That Grace is a good player. But, you know, they hit a couple shots early that hung right with us. But it was our defensive pressure in the second half that was gave us a little bit of separation.
In two of the quarters, you held them to 4 points or less. And, you know, whenever you can kind of do that, you really take them out of any flow, and then everything starts looking pretty good. You start getting some opportunities offensively as well, and you kind of got rolling offensively. And I think a lot of that was fed by your defense.
Yeah, no, and we talk about that all the time. We don't talk a lot X and O's before the game. We talk about our defense and hopefully our defense transitioning into being our best offense. And that certainly was the case tonight when we turned it up defensively. We got more opportunities. We spread them out on the half court, got to the lane, got them to commit, and hit some nice open jumpers.
And you really kind of spread the ball around as well. You had 9 girls score for you tonight. Now, again, a couple of those buckets kind of came, you know, late in the game with some of the players that weren't really necessarily in the varsity portion of the ball game. But, you know, you bring off Eleni Hoffman off the bench. She finishes with 9. You know, Whitney Hubbard hit some shots for you as well. She finished with 3. Yeah, again, you've got enough depth that, you know, you kind of have a deep bench. You can do a lot of things.
Yeah, and that's going to have to be our identity if we want to have this last stretch of the season be successful for us. We can't be a 1 or 2 man team. But, you know, it's getting on the glass, getting those defensive rebounds, which Danny Coons came off. She started for us tonight and ended up with 11 or 12 rebounds.
Yeah.
You know, and those are just as good as a turnover. So, you know, some of those younger kids, juniors and sophomores, stepping up, going from the JV level and playing in the varsity level and making things happen.
You mentioned Danny, and I kind of wanted to talk about her. I was really kind of singing her praises during the game because it seemed like, especially in that first half, anytime there was a ball that was loose, anytime the ball was in the air, either offensively or defensively, Danny came down with it.
Well, you know, she's a player that plays down low for me. She can pound as good as anybody down there, but she has the foot speed of any guard on my team, and that's just nice. Nice player to have out on the court that has the speed to track down those loose balls that guards and forwards are going after. But it, like I said, she can pound, she can check out, she does a nice job down low.
And, you know, you kind of take a look at things. Tomorrow you start Fort Kearney Conference play. First of all, let's start with Eustace Farnham. You lost by a point. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. You haven't played them yet this year. What do you know about them, and what do you have to do right tomorrow?
Well, we did get them earlier this year by 5 or 6 points. They're a team that they're just in kind of a rebuilding stage, but they do have some key players that can come out and hit some shots. They have some bangers down low that can get rebounds. So we have to come out and know that our defense has to set the tone, and we have to, you know, be tough on the boards just like we were tonight.
And you won that game 37-31. I was looking at the wrong sheet.
Yep,
that's why I didn't find you right away. And that's a game that, you know, you certainly feel like you're in. And then you had a nice win last week, winning by 13 against top-seeded Pleasanton. So, I mean, you look at this, yeah, you're the number 8 seed in the conference, but you really kind of look at your draw and go, you know, there isn't anybody on this side of the bracket where you really – don't feel like you can compete with.
No, there's. I will not be surprised with anybody. Whoever wins this conference tournament, I won't be surprised. It's been blown wide open. You know, Pleasanton's had a loss or two here as of late. But, you know, they're a good team. It's just doing the simple things. It's rebounding, keeping the defensive pressure up, and then just eliminating mistakes. And that's what we did against Pleasanton last week. And, you know, we got to be focused on that against Eustace in every single game that we play in this tournament.
We're talking with Elm Creek head girls basketball coach Mike Ford after his team's impressive 52-28 win today over Overton. Did you kind of tell the girls after the game that, you know, this tournament is open for us?
Absolutely. You know, we, we kind of had a weird feeling going into Pleasanton last week. We had them here at home, and you know, the team had a we have nothing to lose type of feeling heading in. You know, we were playing Pleasanton; they were 12-1 or 13-1 at the time, and we said if we control the small things in the game, we'll have a great shot. And you know, they're a team that if you can hold them to 30 to 40 points, you're gonna have a shot at playing right with them. So, my team. That win was as much mental as it was anything. Just that we can play with anybody in this conference. We've lost in a close game in the conference. And like I said, I won't be surprised. Whoever wins this thing, I won't be surprised, because anybody can win on any given night in this conference.
Well, agreed. And we wish you the best of luck. Appreciate the time, Coach.
I appreciate it.
Once again, that's Elm Creek Head Girls Basketball Coach Mike Ford. Again, the final of the girls game, 52-28, as the Lady Buffaloes came away with the win. Here at halftime of the boys game, it's 26-25. Overton leads in Elm Creek. We'll take one quick break. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek, 26-25. Overton with a one-point lead over the Buffaloes. Let's take a look at the scoring. We'll begin, first of all, for Overton. Leading the way for them, Jacob Olmstead, and having a monster game, has 15 of the 26 points here for the Eagles. He's leading the way, leading scorer for both teams. Off the bench, Jacob Jensen with 4 points, including the buzzer beater that gave Overton the lead here at intermission. He's got 4 in the game. After that, 3 points for Brady Weiss. He had a 3-point play. Zach Olmstead with 2, and Jared Schaefer also with 2 points here at intermission. For Elm Creek, leading the way, Skylar Schonifers hit a couple of 3-pointers. He has 8 points here at the break. Brendan Geyer off the bench, he's got 6 points, all of them coming from behind the arc. Jordan Larrington has 6 points as well. 2 points for Mike Reeves off the bench. He's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. And Luke Areta hit a 3-pointer. He has 3 points here at intermission. In that second quarter, Elm Creek hit 4 3-pointers and 1 2-pointer for their 14 points in the quarter. They had the lead. They trailed by as many as 7. And then they also build a 7-point lead as well. Check, they trailed by as many as 4. That's the biggest deficit for Elm Creek, biggest lead for Overton. Overton does have possession of the basketball first to start the third quarter here. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Entry pass down low, stolen away by Jordan Larrington for Elm Creek. So first possession of the second half here for Overton is already over, and now the lob pass down low. They return the favor as it's stolen away by Zach Olmstead. Olmstead is going to drive the lane, take it high off glass, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Mitchell. Mitchell takes it up court, and he'll have the ball knocked away. Trying to track it down is Brady Weiss. It goes out of bounds. And something about that one spot over there, about 5 times between the boys and girls game, there's been bodies flying in over there. I think I'd move if I was sitting over there, especially if my arm was in a sling. In any event, Elm Creek has the basketball. Areta has it across the timeline already. And again, neither team really getting much done offensively here in the early stages of the third quarter. Entry pass in time for Zekman. Zekman, a little bunny, little half hook, and he has his first field goal of the night. Lead goes back to Elm Creek, and on the run is going to be Overton, and we're going to have a block
whistled against Zekman. Zekman was down there, and as Weiss was driving by, just kind of threw out that that hip, that leg, just a little bit, and that was enough to draw the contact, and Weiss will go to the line and shoot two. He was there. He just didn't stay where he was originally. So it's going to be Weiss shooting two shots here. And right now he's going to try to tie things up at 27, and that's exactly where we are. 27-27, 6:57 to go here, third quarter. And again, a very entertaining game. Elm Creek 7-7 on the year. Overton 10-2, and the second free throw by Weiss up and good. Overton rated third in the state in Class D1, and they're the third seed in the conference tournament. Overton forces the turnover. They get the ball inside for Weiss, and then they tie it up. So we'll move the possession arrow here. Nope, they're going to say it was just out of bounds as Overton lost the ball. In any event, it will be Elm Creek basketball. They inbound it here to Areta. Areta facing a little bit of trouble. He's able to pass the ball up ahead. Schoenfer has it, drives the lane, and they're going to call a charge. Zach Olmstead was down there. A little bit of contact, and he went down like a sack of potatoes when that contact came, and that got him the charge call. Olmstead was there, and they're going to give him the charge. Schoenfer is going to whistle for the player control foul. I'm guessing Mr. Olmstead takes some theater classes from time to time. In any event, there was contact there. I'm not saying it's a bad call. Hodson has it. He'll give it off on the right side for Weiss. Weiss gives it on the baseline for Zach Olmstead, who kicks it out. Here is Schaefer for three. It's no good. And the rebound into the hands of Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead in the lane, high off glass. He now has 17 in the game. And again, Overton trying to force the turnover. They can't quite, as Hodson has it on the near sideline over here. He had his ball hand on the ball, and it's out of bounds off of him as he was on the sideline. So it is Elm Creek basketball. Again, they're facing some pressure. Mitchell has it in the backcourt, throws it ahead to Areta. He's crossed the timeline. He dumps it off on the left side. Larrington will drive, can't get the shot to fall, gets his own rebound, takes it off glass, and he gets two more points. He's got eight in the game. And that makes it a one-point lead here for Overton. They've got the lead and the basketball. Hodson has it right side, fakes the pass on the inside. He'll give it to Olmstead, top of the key. His three-pointer is short and rebounded by Zekman. And that will just get the ball up court here for Schoenfer. And again, Elm Creek not taking the air out of the ball. They're being patient offensively, but they are looking to score. Here, Schoenfer is going to fire the three, and he hits the three. He's got 11 points in the game. That's his third three-pointer. And the hometown Elm Creek Buffaloes have the lead. On the baseline with it is Schaefer. Schaefer all the way through traffic. And we are tied at 32. And number 31, Weiss, makes the steal. Gets the ball in the lane. They tied it up. Ball's loose. Picked up by Elm Creek. And the Buffaloes on the run. Buffalo fans wanted a held ball called. But they got something even better. They got possession of it without having to move an arrow. They give it off on the left side or a right off the three-point arc. They'll get it off for Schoenfer. Schoenfer now has a hand in his face there by Olmstead. He's hit enough threes, they're going to cover him. Now Schoenfer will try it again, and he hits another three-pointer. Wow! He's got 14 in the game and a three-point Elm Creek lead. The Buffaloes hitting from behind the arc, and that's one thing Jay Stair said they could do and one thing he was afraid they might do. On the baseline, Weiss will take it into the lane now. He kicks it back out for Zach Olmstead. Back inside, Weiss's layup, no good. It's short. Elm Creek has it. They're going to slow it down a little bit. They give it to Mitchell. Mitchell, cross-court pass over for Larrington. Larrington's going to drive the lane, dump it back out. Open shot here for Mitchell. It's no good. Larrington with the rebound. Little floater is up and good. He's got 10 in the game. Time out for the Eagles. A nice little run here for Elm Creek, and they lead it 37-32. Timeout, Overton. We're back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank.
Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
37-32. Jay Stair didn't talk to him very long. He just basically said, you need to start finding another gear here. And so Elm Creek back on defense, and they knock the ball loose. They force the turnover, and then it's stolen right back with the ball with Schaefer. Schaefer had it knocked away by Oreda. So now the Buffaloes have it again. Up ahead, they give it to Mitchell. Three turnovers in the span of about 7 seconds, and Elm Creek has possession of it here. Right side, Schoenefer, another three. Back the iron, no good. And coming out of there with it is going to be the Eagles. On the run is Zach Olmstead. Olmstead's pass tipped away by the Buffaloes underneath. So the Buffs have to play a little bit more defense here. Elm Creek have them with 17 shots from behind the arc, and they are 7 of 17. On the baseline, the drive by Schaefer, no good. Offensive rebound, and now a foul as Schaefer got the rebound. There was some contact down there, and the Elm Creek player hit the deck. And I know Tanner Caverney was kind of hoping he'd get a charge call there. They didn't get it. Schaefer instead will go to the line and shoot two as he was hit on the arm after the offensive rebound. A rated whistle for his third personal foul, a couple of free throws. It's up and good for Jared Schaefer. Schaefer with 5 in the game. And Schoenefer has to come out of the game. He's hit 4 three-pointers in the game. Geyer's got 2. Luke Areta has 1. Free throw up and good for Schaefer. He's got 6 in the game now. And great double team off the inbounds, and it's stolen away by Overton. The layup, spinning around, no good. And loose ball, it's out of bounds, and the officials look at each other. They give the ball to Overton. The steal by Schaefer, laid it up and in. It rolled all the way around the rim, and on the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Schaefer will inbound it after forcing that Elm Creek turnover a little bit ago. Now they get it in the hands of Olmquist. Olmquist shot in the line, is knocked away by Larrington. Larrington comes up with the ball. Areta kicks it on the right side. They get the ball back out here for Geyer. And now driving is going to be Larrington. Larrington kicks in the corner for Areta, and Areta is going to slow things down a little bit. Buffalo's up by 3, have the dribble. Ball's knocked loose, but Geyer comes up with it. And they get it up on the right side to Reeves. Reeves looks inside, pass tip though. Back to Geyer, back to Reeves. Reeves gives it top of the circle here for Areta. Little zone right now for the Eagles. Shot is up and no good. And a foul whistled on the rebound. The rebound was pulled out by Reeves. Grabbing the ball was Jacob Jensen. Jensen ended up being over his back. And the Elm Creek fans not happy with how that turned out. And right now, Larrington wasn't happy with the call either. It's Overton basketball. They bring it in the offensive zone. Weiss has it kicked off of his foot, and it is going to be a turnover. They call the kick off Overton. I don't know how the offensive team can be whistled for a kick. It was dribbled off of the foot. In any event, it will be Elm Creek basketball. That might have been a makeup call, to be honest with you. Reeves kicks it off on the left side. Larrington. Larrington will drive. Larrington's shot is good, and it's going to count. They tried to get the charge on Larrington, but Larrington, good body control, hit the shot, and they got hit on the arm by the face of Jacob Jensen, and Jensen's going to whistle for the foul. Didn't quite have that position. He slid just at the last. The free throw is no good. A 5-point lead here for Elm Creek. Overton with the basketball. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Olmstead with the drive. He'll kick it back out. Now top of the circle. Here's Jensen. His three, no good. Ball's on the ground. It's picked up by Weiss, and Weiss will get it out to Olmstead. Long rebound by a hustling Brady Weiss, and now the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound, Schaefer, and Schaefer is fouled on the shot. Both of these teams have brought their lunch pails. They have gone to work. They have battled for the rebound. They have harassed the basketball. This has been a very good basketball game. A lot of effort out there for both teams. Schaefer is going to go to the line and shoot two. The first one is no good. Schonifer was whistled for the foul. That's his second. And right now, Schaefer missed a free throw. It might be because he's exhausted. Minute 53 to go, third quarter. It's been a lot of hard work out there. Second free throw is good. And Elm Creek will inbound it. And we've got a held ball off the inbounds. It will still be Elm Creek basketball. But it will move the possession arrow. 39-35, minute 52 to go here, third quarter. And again, they have trouble inbounding it. They get it into Schonifer, and Schonifer is fouled. And Jay Stair not happy with the push call. And Coach Stair not raising his voice, but making his case. And that is going to be a foul on Weiss. That's going to be his third. Quick pass up ahead. Layup by Mitchell. It's blocked. Here comes Overton on the way back. Driving is going to be Weiss. Weiss dumps it in underneath. They kick it back out. Now Weiss will try a three, and it's good. He's got five in the quarter, and it's a one-point ball game again. Elm Creek quickly gets it in the offensive zone. With the ball is Mitchell. Mitchell will get up off right side for Schonifer. In the corner, with the ball is Geyer. He'll try the long jumper, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Jensen. And Jensen will hand the ball off for Schaefer. Schaefer in the offensive zone, left side for Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead in the lane. He hits the shot. He's got 19 in the game. And again, Overton has a 40-39 lead. Pressure on the ball. Schonifer helps pass the ball up ahead to Reeves. Reeves with the layup. It's good. So Elm Creek runs right back at him, and now here comes Overton on the run. They hit the trail guy. That's Olmstead. Jacob Olmstead with direct traffic. Now he'll drive. Spin. Lean. Lose the basketball. It's taken away by Geyer. And they'll get the ball off left wing now for Reeves. Reeves, reverse layup. Shot no good. Larrington battling for the rebound. Can't come up with it. It's in the hands of Olmstead. Olmstead will leave the break. Take an eye up glass, no good. Rebound tipped out to Olmstead. Olmstead with the shot in the lane. He's got 21 in the game after coming up with a rebound. And now Overton with a one-point lead. Elm Creek with the basketball, 20 seconds left. Going to slow it down just a little bit, if nothing else, so the play-by-play guy can get his voice back. With it is Reeves on the right side. He's covered closely by Weiss. Now backs up with it. Gives it off on the left side here for Geyer. They get it back out here for Reeves. 2 seconds left. Reeves will drive, flip, it's bouncing around, and goes in at the buzzer. Another buzzer beater for Elm Creek at the end of a quarter, and we'll head to the fourth quarter. Elm Creek, 43, Overton, 42. A good one brewing here. We're back after this.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, at the end of the second quarter, Jacob Jensen hit a buzzer beater for Overton, and at the end of the third, Mike Reeves hits one as well for Elm Creek, and Elm Creek leads at 43-42 to start the fourth quarter. Ball in the hands of the Overton Eagles to start the fourth quarter. With the dribble is Schaefer. Schaefer will give it off right side as Elm Creek right now is going man-to-man. Left wing, Hodson has it. Hodson, well behind the three-point arc, will get the ball to Schaefer. Schaefer, they kind of double-team there as they hedge a little bit on the switch. Schaefer will kick the ball back out here for Olmquist. Olmquist will drive. The shot is no good. And Zach Olmquist will go to the line off of the block call. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. So number 33, Zach Olmstead, already got 2 points in the ball game, trying to add to it here. In fact, he's going to try to tie the ball game, and his free throw is short, 43-42. Elm Creek with the lead, Overton with one more chance to tie it, with the free throw coming up by Zach Olmstead. Five fouls whistled against Elm Creek here in the second half, only two against the Eagles. Olmstead does hit the free throw, and we are tied now with 7.5 minutes to go across the timeline. Gavin Mitchell. Mitchell will give it off left wing for Larrington. Larrington looking inside for Zekman. Instead, he'll hand the ball off for Areta. Areta, they double-team him. Pass tip, but Larrington comes up with it. Larrington will drive. Dish kicking it out for Geyer. His long jumper is an air ball that's pulled out of there by Schaefer. Schaefer up ahead. The layup by Olmstead is good. He's got 23 in the game. Schaefer, a great pass. Jacob Olmstead with a catch over his shoulder. Two dribbles, lays it up and in. And Overton has the lead. Now the cut by Larrington. Larrington will take it high off glass. It's good. He's got 14 in the game. And we're tied at 45. Overton gives it to Olmstead. Olmstead dishes. Driving now is Zach Olmstead. His shot's too strong, but the tip on that far side is up and good for Matt Ayton. Ayton with the tip to give his team a two-point lead. 6.5 to go. Areta hands the ball off for Mitchell. Right now, a little 2-3. No, man-to-man right now. They switched out of it. A little man-to-man here for Overton. And the ball tipped and in the hands of Larrington. Larrington drives, dishes, kicks out for Areta. Around the perimeter we go. Mitchell has it. Mitchell in the lane. They leave him open for a moment. His jumper is just a little bit short. Good ball fake. Got him open. And Jared Schaefer pulls down the miss. He's got 7 rebounds in the game. He's got the ball now top of the circle. He's going to drive, and there's a block or a push, either one. You could call it either one because both happened. And I think Brandon Geyer is going to whistle for the foul. Skyler Schonifer is going to check back into the game. Schonifer has 4 3-pointers, 14 points in the game. In any event, Overton will have to inbound it here. For the final time, here on out, we'll be shooting free throws. Right side, Matt Ayton has it. Gives it behind the arc by Olmstead. Zach Olmstead will kick it back out for Ayton. Ayton gives it to Schaefer. Schaefer looking for a cutter, and that's going to be Olmstead. Olmstead's shot is no good. Rebound taken out. Weiss now will fire the three. That won't fall. Larrington ends the possession with a rebound, and then he's fouled. So going to be a foul here on Overton after the rebound was made. They tried to make the steal, and they called a hold instead. 5:38 to go here, fourth quarter, a two-point Overton lead. They give the foul to Matt Ayton. That's his first, third as a team against Overton here in the fourth quarter. So they can be pretty aggressive defensively, not worry about sending Elm Creek to the free throw line. Mitchell will give and go play, gets it back to Larrington. Larrington, great pass in for Zekman, and Zekman with the bucket. We're tied at 47, 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. In the offensive zone, Olmstead will direct traffic. Low give and go. They give it to Olmstead, and he double dribbled with it. Jacob Olmstead, the pass down to Zach. Zach couldn't handle it. He turns the ball over. And with 5:10 to go here, fourth quarter, we're still tied. But Jay Stair told me before the game, he said, it's always scary playing here. For some reason, Elm Creek just plays a lot better at home. And he thought if this game's not played in the 60s, they might be in trouble. Well, we're at 47 with 5 minutes to go as we're tied. Schonifer will get the ball back out to Larrington. Larrington dribbles the baseline. Jumper no good. Rebound taken out and then lost. Right to Mitchell. Mitchell gives it to Zekman. Zekman has it blocked away by Ayton, but the ball is picked up by the Buffaloes. Entry pass in for Zekman. Little bunny hook bounces around and good. Elm Creek got a couple of bounces there. Overton a couple of defensive plays, but the Buffaloes have the lead with the dribble. Olmstead. Zach Olmstead will get the ball, drive the lane, kicks it back out for Hodgson. Hodgson off a little screen, well behind the three-point arc. Lobs it down low for Zach Olmstead. Olmstead over the double team shot, no good. Rebound to Larrington. And Larrington will get it up to Mitchell. Here come the Buffaloes, a two-on-two. Dribbling out and a foul. Areta went up there, got the defender in the air, held onto the ball, got the foul, and then tried to hit the shot. Couldn't get it to go, but a foul and an easy call there. As to the lane is going to be Elm Creek. Step in the lane, Areta. He'll shoot two. The foul on Zach Olmstead is his second, fourth as a team. Areta is going to shoot two. The back of the iron now bouncing around. No good. Score remains Elm Creek 49, Overton 47. 4:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Elm Creek 7-7, Overton 10-2, rated third in the state in Class D1. Free throw good. Elm Creek leads by three. Schaefer on the dribble. He's got seven in the game. Kicks it right side for Jared Hodson. Hodson enters it for Jacob Olmstead, and we got a foul well before he puts up a little post move. They entered the ball to him, and he was fouled right away. And Jacob Olmstead, with 23 points in the game, will step to a line for a 1-1. He's 2-for-2 from the line so far here in the game. Both times he finished off a three-point play. Down by three, the Eagles are at the line, and the free throw is good for Jacob Olmstead. And the 6'2 sophomore will shoot another free throw, and it is good. 23 in the game. Just a sophomore, and I do have a thicker beard than him, but not by much. Mitchell has it top of the key. A little backdoor cut. That's Larrington. Has his shot blocked. Zekman comes up with a loose ball. That shot won't fall. And the rebound taken out by Schaefer. Schaefer will lead the break. Schaefer in the lane, a little floater, no good. Rebound is tipped to the baseline and out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Buffaloes have it with 3.5 to go. So up by three, Elm Creek's going to inbound it. And the officials right now making sure that everybody kind of is cool, calm, and collected, because there's not really a lot of John out there, but it's been a very tenacious game. I can't really tell if there's a whole lot of trash talking going on, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of emotion. Mitchell has it. Mitchell off of the screen, looking for Larrington, and it's tied up. It's tied up by Jared Schaefer. The ball was brought down to his knees by Gavin Mitchell. Schaefer made him pay. They tied it up. Alternating possessions. It will go to Elm Creek here. It'll move the possession arrow. With that double team, if he would have been able to step through there, Elm Creek had numbers. Mitchell has it. They get the ball into the hands of Areta. Areta, great pressure being put on by Weiss, and they'll give it off left side. Schonifer has it stolen away. Olmstead will drive. Olmstead will spin. Olmstead with the bucket. He's got 25 in the game, and Overton has a one-point lead. A little double team and a timeout for Tanner Cavaney. Elm Creek calls the timeout. 2:50 to go. Fourth quarter. A one-point Overton lead. Elm Creek's ball when we come back.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek High School. Tanner Cavaney wanted to call a little timeout. According to my records, he still has three timeouts left. Overton has four with 2:50 to go. So there's a lot of chess pieces that both the Elm Creek coaching staff and the Overton coaching staff can kind of talk about and move around here as we head to the fourth quarter. Crunch time, one-point lead for the visitors from Overton. Elm Creek has possession. They bring it across the timeline. Areta has it. Man-to-man defense right now by the Eagles. Bounce pass right side for Schonifer. Schonifer gets it out for Mitchell. And here's Larrington in the lane. They get it back out behind the arc. Thinking about the three was Mitchell. He has his pass tip, but Schonifer comes up with it. Schonifer, they double-team. They jump it. Olmstead makes the steal. Olmstead will drive, and he's fouled well before the shot. The official comes up and calls the foul at the free-throw line about three steps before the shot. My goodness, Jacob Olmstead, so quick. And one of the things that's so good about his game, especially as just a sophomore, is his free throw shooting. He'll go to the line for the front end of a 1-and-1 after the foul is whistled on Mitchell, his third. The free throw is good. He's perfect from the line. He's 5 for 5 from the line. He's got 28 points in the game so far. His second free throw here, back the iron and no good. I jinxed him. Mitchell pulls down the rebound. Elm Creek down by 2, has in the offensive zone. Mitchell gets it left side. There's a raid. He'll fire a 3. Back the iron, no good. Rebound taken out by Schonifer. Schonifer has the ball knocked away. Goes to Larrington. Larrington kicks it back around. Here's Mitchell. He'll fire an open 3. It's no good again. And the rebound taken out there by Weiss. And Weiss is fouled. Unofficially, Elm Creek now 7 of 19 from behind the arc. So they've shot their way into the game at times, and now out of it, maybe just a little bit. A two-point game, 2 minutes to go. And at the line is going to be Brady Weiss. Weiss, 3 for 3 from the line. He'll have a 1-and-1. It is up, no good. Tipped around into the hands of Weiss. His shot's in the lane, no good. Saved by Overton, into the hands of Schaefer. And Schaefer's going to reset the offense. Great hustle by a bunch of guys in blue jerseys down there. Entry pass down low for Zach Olmstead. They kick the ball back out to Jacob. Jacob will drive, has it knocked loose, into the hands of Areta. Here comes Elm Creek, down by 2. They get the ball up court to Schonifer, and Schonifer will get it back out to Luke Areta. Around the perimeter, Larrington has it. Larrington will drive, kick it back out, little ball fake by Areta, who gives it back to Larrington. Off the screen to Schonifer, top of the key. Now right side for Mitchell. Mitchell's going to hand it off to Areta, and they're going to milk the clock a little bit. 1:20 to go. 52-50. Overton with the lead. Elm Creek with the basketball. They get it top of the circle for Areta. Right wing, they give it to Mitchell. Mitchell kicks in the corner. Good ball movement around, but that defense not giving up anything. Areta, top of the key, drains the 3. He wasn't open, but he hit it anyway. 1-point lead for Elm Creek. Final minute of the game. With the basketball, Schaefer. Schaefer's going to back up a little bit. You hear the chant. With it is Olmstead. Olmstead high off glass. 31 points in the game for the sophomore, Jacob Olmstead. 1-point lead. Timeout, Elm Creek. I'm going to get a drink of water. I'm going to get a quick breath. And I'm going to be back with the final 37.7. I hope you stay with us. A good one here in Elm Creek. A 1-point lead for the Eagles. We'll be back right after this.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Well, according to my records, Elm Creek still has a couple of 30-second timeouts left. They call the timeout here, trailing it 54-53. And again, plenty of time here. A lot of stuff can happen in the final 37.7. Elm Creek will be inbounding it. And again, for Overton, they can be pretty aggressive here defensively. They have only 4 team fouls, so they can commit a couple of fouls here, going for the steal, and not have to worry about sending them to the free throw line. And that will probably take a little time off the clock. So we'll see what happens here as Mitchell's going to inbound it. They're having trouble getting it in, and they have to call a timeout again. Tanner Cavaney has to call a 30-second timeout just to get the ball inbounded. So again, that Overton defense really puts on the pressure. We're going to keep it right here. Another timeout for Elm Creek with 37.7 to go. They have 1 timeout left. And again, Overton has been whistled for 4 team fouls, so they can commit a couple of fouls here, going for the steal and not worry about sending Elm Creek to the free throw line. 54-53. Overton doesn't spend a whole lot of time in the huddle here. Tanner Cavaney does draw up a sideline inbound play. They'll inbound the ball from the middle of the Elm Creek bench here. Pressure on the ball by Jacob Olmstead on the inbounds, and they lob it down low for Larrington. Larrington catches it in the lane. His shot's no good. Fighting for the rebound is Mitchell. Ball goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Overton. So, 32 seconds to go. Overton has the ball and a one-point lead. They get the ball into the hands of Schaefer. Schaefer dribbles behind his back, brings it across the timeline. Looking to pass it. 22 seconds left as he gets the ball over to Zach Olmstead. Olmstead gives it to Schaefer, and Schaefer is fouled by Larrington. That was the plan. Well, the plan was to score on the other end of the court, mind you, but now the plan, a ball is to Jordan Larrington. Pick up your third personal foul and send Schaefer to the free throw line. Unfortunately for Elm Creek, it's a two-shot foul. The first shot is no good. 10 team fouls on Elm Creek, so a second free throw coming up here for Schaefer, even though he missed the first of two. He's got seven in the game. His free throw here is up and good. Two-point ball game. Elm Creek in the offensive zone. They get it across the timeline. Luke Areta is going to call a timeout with 15.2 seconds to go. Elm Creek trailing it 55-52 against the Overton Eagles. We're going to keep it right here. We'll remind you that tomorrow, Elm Creek's got to go back into action as they have to play the bunny bracket game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament if they have anything left in the tank. Elm Creek will be taking on Amherst in Amherst. That game will be at 7:15 tomorrow. There's four Fort Kearney Conference Tournament games in Amherst tomorrow. Elm Creek's boys and girls. The girls play at 5:30. The boys immediately after at 7:15. Here we go. 15.2 to go. Down by two. Elm Creek's going to inbound it. Tossing it in is going to be Mitchell. Mitchell gets it on the right wing for Areta. Areta picks up his dribble. 10 seconds left. They try to get to Larrington. It's a turnover. Passes up ahead to Olmstead. Olmstead's going to dribble around with it and then be fouled. With 5.1 to go. The pass down low to Larrington was at his shoe top. He couldn't handle it. The pass was too low for Larrington to handle. That's a turnover, but not number 32's fault. The foul on Schonifer is his third. That doesn't really matter. What matters is Olmstead at the line. 30 points in the game, has two free throws, and the first one's good. It's a three-point ball game. 56-53. This one's the big one. This would make it a two-possession game, make it almost impossible for Elm Creek. The free throw is back the iron and no good. The rebound goes out to Seckman. Seckman gives it right side for Larrington. Larrington lost the ball out of bounds with .9 to go. Overton will inbound it with .9 to go. They lead by three. And they're just going to toss it up court. It is caught by Schaefer, and there's the buzzer. Your final score, Overton 56, Elm Creek 53. The Eagles got the Buffaloes' best shot, no doubt about it, but they survive. Overton is now 11-2 on the season. Elm Creek falls to 7-8. They proved that they made a great accounting of themselves for tonight, but Elm Creek loses a heartbreaker to the Overton Eagles, 56-53. I'm going to catch my breath. I'm going to do a little mathematics, and we'll be back with the Nisco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're back here in Elm Creek for the Mishko Sports Post Game Show. Mishko's reminds you that, not too early to start thinking about all those spring sports, and they have a great collection of everything you need to get ready for the spring sports season. You know, they've got training equipment. They still have some great selection of NFL sweatshirts and local team sweatshirts to kind of stay warm as you start that spring practice. You need a new glove for softball, baseball. They got you covered with that. Need a new bat? You always need a new bat. They can take care of for you there as well. And all their shoes right now are on sale, whether they be a new set of basketball shoes for this season, you need wrestling shoes, or you just need shoes to kind of run around town in. They are all on sale right now at Mishko Sports, downtown on the Bricks. See them before the games begin. Let's take a look at some of the numbers as we think Overton head coach Jay Stair is going to be able to join us here in just a little bit. And we'll begin, first of all, for the Buffaloes, who fall to 7-8 on the season. A heartbreaking loss here at home against Overton, 56-53. Leading the way for Elm Creek, kind of a dual effort by Skylar Schonifer and Jordan Larrington. Both of them finished with 14 points in the ballgame, both doing it a little bit differently. Schonifer hit 4 3-pointers here in the game, whereas Larrington scored all of his points from the two-point variety, many of those after offensive rebound. He had a nice game rebounding. I had him unofficially with 8 rebounds in the game, finished with 14 points. Schonifer, 4 3-pointers. He finished with 14 points in the game tonight as well. After that, Luke Areta, he had a couple of the three-pointers. He had 7 points in the ball game. He was the next leading scorer. Then off the bench, Brendan Geyer hit a couple of threes in that second quarter. And Mike Reeves finished with 6 points as well. So both Geyer and Reeves finished with 6. And then also with 6, Thomas Zechman with 6 points, all of them in the second half. And so you had 14 from both Schonifer and Larrington, 7 from Areta, and then you got 6 from Geyer, Reeves, and Zechman. Total all that up. And Elm Creek finished with 53 points tonight. Great effort against Overton, but not quite enough as the Eagles win this one, 56-53. And leading the way for Overton, who's now 11-2 on the season, was the sophomore, Jacob Olmstead. And he finished with 31 points on the night. He had 31 of the 56 points, and then another 8 points for Brady Weiss, 8 points for Jared Schaefer. After that, 4 points for Jacob Jensen in the ballgame, 3 points for Zach Olmstead, and 2 for Matt Ayton. And Overton, who trailed by 7 a couple of times here in the ball game, they were able to hold on and win this one, 56-53. They improved to 11-2 on the season. And again, as we take a look at what these two teams are going to be doing in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tomorrow, Elm Creek's got to get everything all straightened out because they play Amherst tomorrow in the 8-9 game. Elm Creek 7-7. They're the 8th seed in the conference tournament. That says a little bit about how good the basketball is in the FKC this year. But Elm Creek will play at Amherst. That game will be at 7:15 tomorrow. And if the Buffaloes are able to win, they would take on top-seeded Axtell on Tuesday night. And we will have actually, we won't have that game on Tuesday with the scheduling, but we will have all the semifinals, finals, and consolation for you right here on either on ESPN 1460, our sister station, or right here on 98.9 FM. As again, the semifinals will be on ESPN 1460. And Overton, with the win tonight, well, even without it, they were the number 3 seed heading into the conference tournament, and Overton will be taking on Loomis. They'll play that game at Sumner Eddyville Miller Tuesday night,
That game will be the second of the two games that night. SEM will take on the winner of tomorrow's Pleasanton-Wilcox-Hilders game at 6, and then we'll have SEM, and at SEM we'll have Overton and Loomis. That game will be at 7:30, and again, you'll be able to hear that game right here on 98.9 FM. Joining us now to talk about tonight's win, Jay Spare, the head basketball coach at Overton, and Coach kind of told me before the game you kind of thought this might, it could very well turn into a barn burner, and that's exactly what you got.
Yeah, when Elm Creek and Overton strap it up to play, it's usually, you know, comes down to the last couple minutes. It was last year. It doesn't matter how good each team is. It just, you know, we could be undefeated and them not have a win, or we not have a win, it could be undefeated, and it's just, it's going to be a barn burner. And, you know, I take my hat off to Elm Creek. They, I think, outplayed us tonight. I think that they played very hard. They shot the ball, I think, extremely well from outside, something that I don't think we were expecting, and it kept them in the game, and they gave us everything that we wanted, and I'm glad we escaped with the win.
I think you said exactly right that some of those three-pointers were shots that you didn't expect because, you know, they were behind the arc. Your guys kind of were standing on the arc in a couple of positions, you know, just thinking that they're going to continue to pass it on the perimeter. Is that something you can really be upset with your boys at that, or do you kind of always have to kind of anticipate that?
No, you know, we play defense. We try to strap it up and play good man-to-man defense as well as Elm Creek does. And, you know, scouting report on them. The Larrington kid is a very good player, but, you know, the O'Reilly kid has been able to shoot the ball, but the other kids are, you know, they come in and they do some scoring, but I wasn't ready for the three-pointers tonight. And, you know, you can't take anything away from our guys, like you said. We were outside on them. We were playing good defense, and they were shooting the ball, and it was going in. And it's one of those things that there's really nothing you can do about it. You know, I didn't expect them to shoot that well. I don't know if Coach Camp Cavani was expecting them to shoot that well, but they sure did, and they gave us everything we wanted. So
games like this help you down the stretch because, I mean, there was a lot of pressure on your team, and I think defensively they really answered the ball. And I'll tell you, Coach, last 4 minutes of the game, I don't think your team took a bad shot. I don't think they really turned the ball over, but maybe one time, you know, in the face of some pretty good defense. Down the stretch, you have to be pretty happy with how your team played.
Yeah, you know, we've been kind of battling through some adversity. Usually, since I've been here at Overton, these close games like this usually go the wayside to somebody else. And, you know, this year, this team, you know, I don't think we're destined for anything, but they are definitely coming together. They're competing at the right time, you know, and they're getting some wins. We played a tough North Platte St. Pat's team 2 weeks ago in the same type of situation, and, you know, we dealt through it. We got them into overtime, and we're lucky enough to beat them at the end, you know, and we were lucky enough to make good plays here down toward the end. And I agree with you. We did have a few turnovers at times, but we kept playing our basketball, and the kids, you know, they got through it. And that's something to accredit to these guys because – in the past, it doesn't seem like we've really done that. So this is something that I think, like you said, will definitely help us down the road. We've been in quite a few close games this year, and we've been lucky enough to win a few of them too. So it definitely will help us.
Could you say it so much that it almost sounds cliche, that sometimes your offense is on, sometimes your offense is off, but defense is always a constant. And I think down the stretch that constant probably made the difference for you tonight.
Yeah, we try to rest ourselves on our defense. You know, some people don't think that we do, but we do take pride in what we do. And a lot of coaches, when we play against them, you know, they say, man, you guys play good physical defense. And my answer to them is we have to, because I don't think we're good enough to where we can just straight up outscore some teams or not. We got to come up and play defense, good team defense. You know, we have certain individuals that play, you know, their best player or whatever, but our team defense this year, at times, at the right time, making a play. You know, Jacob Olmstead got two big steals down there at the end. Jared Schaefer did a good job of rebounding Zach Olmstead. You know, Jared Hodson is out there, too, doing what he needs to do. And I thought Brady Weiss made a few big plays. I thought our two kids off the bench, Matt and Jacob Jensen, did. You know, they came in, they didn't play a lot of minutes, but they did make certain plays at the right time. You know, maybe got us a bucket, so... our defense is something that we really try to rely on, and it definitely kept us in the game tonight.
And I know you always want to talk team, and we've done that, but you have to talk a little bit about Jacob Olmstead. 31 points tonight. That young man is a pretty darn good basketball player.
I'm not going to tell him that. I don't need to say getting any bigger than it is, but you're right.
Well, Jacob, he's not listening to me right now. He's out of the locker room. We can't hear him.
Jacob this year. You know, last year he was our leading scorer as a freshman, and this year he has gotten a lot better from what he was from last year. He's quicker, he's stronger, and you know, him playing over the summertime and making himself better has made us a better team, because last year, you know, the unselfishness that he does, but he does do a good job of coming up with a big steal. You know, he's done that all year long, and scoring points. Jacob is our scorer. You know, everybody knows that. You know, Jared Schaefer also scores points, but a lot of times Jacob's the guy, and even when they put one of their better guys on him, he usually finds a way to get his points, if it's a steal, if it's a free throw, and a lot of times it's at crucial times of the game to where it kind of helps us and catapults us up to, you know, maybe making a play and making a run on a team. So
Overton wins at 56-53 over Elm Creek. Joining us, Overton head coach Jay Stair. Switch gears real quick. Let's talk a little bit about the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. First of all, Loomis, you know, that's the first matter of business Tuesday night, a game that will be right here on 98.9 FM. Talk a little bit about Loomis and the tournament in general.
I'll talk about Loomis first. Loomis is a very improved team from last year. They got some quality kids. They got some good young kids where Coach Johnson is kind of getting them back to the old Loomis days, where he's, you know, playing a lot of kids, getting a lot of experience, playing at a high level, playing very fast and trying to create a fast-paced game. He's kind of gotten away from his defensive scheme with the man-to-man that he used to, but, you know, he's pressing and he's trying to make teams do something that they're not ready to do, and they are a much improved team. They've got some big wins. They've had some tough losses. They could very easily beat, I think they're 8-5 or 9-5 right now. They could very easily be 11-3 or 10-4 right now. I know Elm Creek ended up beating them in overtime by 1 point, one game, and I know, or that may not have went to overtime, but the Elwood game, they were ahead of Elwood and Elm Creek, both in double digits going into the, you know, second half, but ended up coming on the short end of it. And, you know, if they find out how to finish games, they're a very, very good basketball team. And, you know, we're looking forward to hopefully playing them again. We were lucky enough to beat them at the beginning of the year. We played, you know, some op games, 10, 11 games between the times that we've played. So they've definitely gotten better, and I believe we have too. So we're looking forward to playing Loomis on Tuesday. And in the conference in general, you know, we have a very difficult conference. I know if you want to come watch good basketball, there isn't, you got to bring your A game every time you come to play, and tonight was a perfect example of that. And it doesn't matter who you're playing, if it's Axtell, Wilcox, Hildreth, or Loomis, or Eustis Farnham now in our conference, you know, it's, you've got to come play, and it's a very difficult conference to be in. It's fun because I think it prepares all the teams that are able to get deep into the sub-districts and down to state. I think it's a very good conference to be in. We have at the top, you know, with the top four seeds, are definitely deserving where they need to be. And I think, you know, from 8 and 9 and 10 down on through 5, you know, anybody can win. And you better be ready to play, because it's fun basketball, and it's a fun time of the year.
It sure is. Coach, that's a great way to end things. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
All right,
Randy.
Good luck to you. Thank next you week. Once again, a final 56-53. It's Overton in boys basketball over Elm Creek. They pick up the win, and as we mentioned, they will be the number 3 seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. They'll be taking on Loomis, 7:30 at Sumner Newville Miller. The evening right here on 98.9 FM on Tuesday will begin with SEM taking on the winner of the Pleasanton-Wilcox-Hildreth game. They will be playing tomorrow, and again, the winner will advance on to Tuesday's game at Sumner Eddyville Miller. Also at 98.9 FM on Monday night will be girls doubleheader in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, as it will be at 6 o'clock. Amherst taking on the winner of tomorrow's Loomis-Overton game, and then the nightcap right here on 98.9 FM will be SEM and Wilcox-Hildreth. Also on Monday night, we'll have the other side of the girls' bracket of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on AM 1460 on Monday night. Pleasanton will take on the winner of the Elm Creek Eustis Farnham game. That game will be at 6. At 7:30, Elwood and Axtell. And then on Thursday, the tournament will resume, as the girls will be back in action on Thursday on our sister station on ESPN 1460. So we'll have
virtually all the games, boys and girls, of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament. Many of those are going to kind of start on the FM, and then they will be on ESPN 1460 from the semifinals on. So, again, our family of stations will be the home of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament. Obviously, there will be some games from the Luplack Conference Tournament that will be broadcast as well on both ESPN and on AM 1460. And, well, it gets confusing to kind of cover all that. So we'll have coverage of the Luplack Conference Tournament. We'll also have just about every game of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament. Not all the games. We won't have them tomorrow. But from that point on, we'll have virtually all the games next week for you, either here on ESPN, either here on Original Hits 98.9 FM, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, or on our sister station on ESPN 1460. They split the doubleheader. The Elm Creek girls win it, 52-28 over Overton. The Overton boys now 11-2 with a hard-fought 56-53 win over Elm Creek. And again, Coach Stair said it, you know, you can see from this, anybody can win the conference tournament. Elm Creek actually has a pretty good draw. I would not be surprised to see them in either the semifinals or, heck, even the finals of the tournament. As even as a number 8 seed, they certainly proved that they can play pretty well as they lost tonight here at Overton. Against Overton here at home, it was Elm Creek falling on their home court to Overton, 56-53. I'm Randy Buschkeiter. Thank you so much for joining us. Doug will be back on the FM come Monday for the tournament, and I'll be on the AM come Monday as well. Hope you can join us then. Until we hook up next week with the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.